I will bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. I will bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Oh, He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless His holy name. So I will bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. For He has done great things. He has done great things. For He has done great things. Bless His holy name. And so, Father, we come before Your presence with singing on this morning. We come before Your presence with praise, with the determination to bless Your name. For You have been so good to us. Lord, we often say that You have been better to us than we have ever been to ourselves. God, You are magnificent in all Your ways, and You're glorious in all Your ways, and You're awesome in all Your ways, and You're deserving of our praise, You're deserving of our adoration, and You're deserving, a God, of the glory and the honor that is due to You. For the rising of the sun, David said, and to the going down of the same, Your name is worthy. What an awesome God we serve, that we can find safety in the midst of Your name. God, the strong God, Your name is a strong tower. It's a hiding place. It's a keeping shelter, God, Your name is. And the righteous can find safety. We can find peace. We can find joy. We can find deliverance. We can find healing. We can find, God, satisfaction in the midst of Your name. If we would just open up our mouths and offer unto You a sacrifice of praise and bless the God of our salvation, God, it would change our situations around. It would change our circumstances around. It would change our moods and our auras and our beings at that present moment in time, oh God, because You are a God of freedom, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, because where the Spirit of the Lord is, God, there is liberty, and we can get Your Spirit in our presence if we would just open up our mouth and bless the God of our salvation, oh God, to give You the glory and the honor, to thank You for another day that You have made, to thank You for allowing us for being in our right minds, but thank You, God, for a reasonable portion of health and strength. Those things cause us to surrender to You, God. Those things cause us to understand that it's not about us,
but it's all about you. Because if it had not been for you on our side, God, we don't know where we would be. But, Lord, I know I would not be where I'm at today. But it's because of your grace and your mercy I'm here leading off prayer this morning on behalf of those, God, that have a desire to seek your face and a desire to draw nearer to thee. And so, Lord, as we submit ourselves to you, Lord, we ask that your will be done in our lives this day in the name of Jesus. God, make us and mold us into the images that we need to be, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, it's been a long week thus far, and we're grateful that you've allowed us to make it to Thursday. But, Lord, this is not the last day of the week. Oh, God, this is not, God, the day of rest or that Saturday, Lord. You still have more for us to do. God, there's still more needed, oh, God, today. Someone needs to be saved today, God. There is still more needed, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Someone needs to have hope, oh, God, today. There is still more needed from us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Someone needs to see a light in the midst of darkness, Lord. There is still more needed from your people, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So let us not take off, God, get off of our post. Let us not get off of where we need to be at. But, Lord, help us to stand, Lord, today in the name of Jesus, that you will get the glory not just out of our lives, but that you'll get the glory out of our actions and out of our workings, Lord. For you made us for a purpose. Not only did you make us to praise you, but, Lord, you made us to spread the gospel and spread the good news of your Son, Jesus Christ. You made us that we may spread your kingdom. Oh, God, that we may glorify you, that we may honor and adore you. Oh, God, and that we may make disciples, God, not of ourselves, but disciples of you, our King, our Lord, our wonderful Savior, the immaculate great God of that you are. You made us for a purpose. And no matter who we are purpose-driven people because you have a plan for us. You know the plans and the thoughts that you have for us. And you know our ending from our beginning. And because you know who we are and because you know who you made us to be, there is purpose for our lives. No matter what it is. If I'm the cleaning lady, God, you have purpose for our lives today. If I'm the cleaning man and one who walks around and vacuums in my building, Lord, there's a purpose, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, help us to fulfill our part on this day. For we are many members of one body, and not all members have the same office, but, God, everybody is a part of the body, Lord. So help us to fit into the areas that we're supposed to fit in and to play our roles. In the mighty name of Jesus, help us not to just stand, oh God, and allow our gifts to go for naught, but our gifts are made to glorify you in every area of our lives. I'm grateful, God, that I'm a believer on my job. So my role on my job, Lord, is to be a light, to be a witness, to be a place, a sounding board where people can come and bring their burdens, and I can give them the solutions to their problems. I can let them know that your burden is easy, that your yoke is light. Lord, I can be a light. Lord, I don't want to be filling roles that don't apply to me. Lord, I don't want to be one of the ones that's complaining. Lord, I don't want to be one of the ones that's causing confusion. Lord, I don't want to be one of the ones, oh God, that's causing things and situations to be elevated and get worse, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. But you called me out of darkness into your marvelous light so that I can be an agent of change. Help me, oh God, today to fulfill the purpose and the plans that you have for my life today. And every day is an opportunity to let the world know that you still save. Every day is another opportunity, oh God, to let the world know that you are still a redeemer, that you are still a mighty God. If there was no one like you, so God, shape us, Lord, today and prepare us, Lord, to be a sanctuary, oh God, pure and holy, tried and true, Lord, that you will get glory out of our walk, glory out of our talk, glory, God, out of our actions throughout this day. I'm so grateful, God, that you've allowed us to see a brand new day. And because you've allowed us to see a brand new, we can declare this morning that this is the day that the Lord has made. My mind tells me that it is. My heart tells me that it is. My soul tells me that it's a brand new day, God. I see, God, it's raining out where we're at, so we don't see the sun rise, Lord. But I know without a shadow of doubt that the sun is still obeying you, and you've allowed us to see a brand new day. With gratefulness in my heart, Lord, I thank you for another opportunity to be of service for you. Well, I was not put here just for my own dealings and my own desires and my own fleshly needs. But, Lord, I've been called out of darkness for a reason. You've placed me on this job for a reason. You've placed us at this school, at this home, at this location. Wherever it is our day-to-day journeys will take us, Lord, we're there for a reason. And, God, help us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to fulfill our purpose and your plans for our lives today. We're not worried about tomorrow, God. Tomorrow will handle itself. But lead us, Lord, today. Guide us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and help us, Lord, to reach full capacity in you. You've made the day, and you've given us your word for the day. You tell us that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Your word tells me, oh, God, that you called me out of darkness to be a light for you. Your word tells me, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that where your spirit is, there is liberty. God, I can grab any scripture that gives me power and encouragement for this day. But we need your word to be hidden in our hearts, Lord. So as we go through this day, Lord, let us not fill ourselves with things that are temporary. Lord, I talked last night during Bible study that we allow ourselves to be filled with so many junk items. Junk food don't nourish. Junk food doesn't replenish. Junk food doesn't empower. It gives you a temporary burst, but it takes away more than it ever gives. But your word, God, is what we need to stand on today in the name of Jesus. So help us to hide your word in our hearts. And if we hide your word in our hearts, then, God, we can't help but to fulfill the purpose and the plans that you have for our lives. Help us to get in line with you, Lord, so that your will might be done. And not that your will might be done without me cooperating, but help me to surrender to your will. Where you lead me, God, I'll follow. Lord, if there's a challenge that come my way, Lord, I know that you can bring me through it. I know that you can take me through it. I can cast all my cares upon you. Because, God, you are a strong power. You are a mighty God. There's nothing that's too hard for you. So if I would just show up, as Lady Yo said yesterday during coffee break, Lord, you will fight my battle. I don't have to lift a finger. That's all I have to do is raise up holy hands. Lord, I don't have to take any injuries. I don't have to have any scars from the situation. Lord, you will fight for me. The battle don't belong to me, but the battle belongs to the Lord. You will fight for me. Help us to understand that, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, that you are willing to fight for us. We go through the day. We deal with different situations, Lord, at school and on our jobs and at a banking institution, with our children, Lord, with our spouses and with our loved ones. And, Lord, we're fighting a fight that we cannot win. Because this battle is not against flesh and blood. And oftentimes, we allow our flesh to get the best of us, and we begin to fight back with our flesh. We fight with our mouths, God, and we begin to put down. It's not that we use our mouth to build up, but we use our mouths to tear down. We use our fists to cause damage. We use our feet to cause damage. We use our words and, God, and our actions to cause damage. But, God, that won't benefit. That won't turn the situation around. It'll give us a temporary satisfaction, but, Lord, it won't answer or give us a solution to our problem. Lord, we yield to you, for you will fight for us. For in this spiritual battle, we cannot fight in fleshly things. For the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they are mighty through the pulling down of strongholds when we fight this fight in the spirit. We fight this fight in the spirit by praying. Men ought to always pray. When we pray, God, we surrender to you. When we pray, we say yes to your will. When we pray, we get connected to you. And when we're in connection with you, we have the power that we need to begin to be able to speak those things that we have no clue about as though they were. I shall live and not die. Devil, you're not going to get God's glory. I bind you in the name of Jesus. Whatever it is that we need to say, you will give it to us. That's all we have to do is let you fight our battle. Go before us, Lord, today. Make crooked ways straight. Open up doors that the enemy is trying to shut on us right now. Let your will be done in our lives in the name of Jesus. Whose report we going to believe, God? If somebody got to go to the doctors today, Lord, let them believe your report and not the doctor's report. Help us to put our trust in you. Help us to hold on to your promises. Hold on to your will. Hold on to your way, God, because at the end of the day, you are the only way that we need. You are the way. You are the truth. And you are the life. Be all of that and more for us, oh God, today, as you prepare us to be the sanctuaries that you need for us to be on this day. I will bless thee, oh Lord, because you are a wonderful God. I will bless thee, oh Lord, because you are a wonderful, magnificent Savior. You're everything that we need and more. And we come to you in these morning times because there's no other place for us to turn. Where do I turn when my soul is overwhelmed? Where do I go if I don't know what to do? Where do I go if I need direction and if I need guidance? I go to the rock because the songwriter said, I know that he is able. I go to the rock. And so we come before you today because we need your guidance. We come before you today because we need to be empowered to be a witness for someone on today. Lord, we've come to you this morning because we just have a desire to bless you and to magnify you and to glorify you, God. In the name of Jesus, allow us to be the engines of change that you need for us to be. We are not set by the thermostat, God. We are the thermostat and not the thermometer. Thank you, Holy Ghost. God, let not our situations and our environment dictate who we are. But we are the salt of the earth. We are cities that cannot be hid and are set upon a hill. Help us to be who you called us to be this day in the name of Jesus. If there's anything in us that's unlike you, we ask that you will forgive us of all sin. Cleanse us right now. Don't let us take grace for granted. So we continue to sin because grace abounds. But heaven forbids, no. But God, we claim. And we come before you, God, and confess our sins. Thank you for being faithful and just to forgive. Thank you for cleansing us of all unrighteousness. And then, Lord, creating us a clean heart, that you will get the glory out of our lives on this day. Walk with us, Lord. Talk with us, Lord. We need you, Lord, today. And we need you to touch us. Take us higher. Continue to do the greater work, Lord, in our lives. God, we understand as we go higher, God, there are different requirements. Because too much is given, much is required. So, Lord, as we go through this day, let your will be done in our lives on this day. Get the glory out of our lives. Be pleased with us right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we'll be careful to give you the glory and the honor and the praise. It will go to you. My flesh won't get it. The devil won't get it. This world won't get it. But from my lips, Lord, you've ordered praise, and I will bless your name. We glorify you now, and we praise you this day. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ we pray this morning. We say thank God. Amen and amen.